insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Rum, the 30th chapter of the Holy Quran, named The Romans. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 32nd verse of Surah Rum, so let's just listen to the verse under discussion, and we'll be back.
من الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون.
Or of those who have divided their religion and become sects, every faction rejoicing in what it has.
So, dear brothers and sisters, you may have been with us in the previous episode. We discussed the concept of taqwa and the most important extension of taqwa, the most important form that actually strengthens our taqwa was performing salah and saying prayers that the Almighty Allah mentioned. وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Now it continues about not being from the idolaters. So it continues saying, مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا. Of those who split up their religion and have become sects. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. Every party rejoicing in what is with them. So, under the shade of repentance, piety and prayer, a person can actually obtain the power of being distanced from polytheism. Now, this verse has started to talk about one of the signs and sequels of polytheism in a very short and expressive sentence. It implies that you should not be from among the polytheists. وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And now, what are these polytheists? This verse says, مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا. Of those who split up their religion and have become sects. Those who scattered their religion. Those who divided into different groups. This verse says, of those who split up the religion and have become sects. So, it is wonderful that with all the ethical differences that they had, every group of them was happy with what they own sect actually owned. So the verse says, كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. Every party rejoicing in what is with them. So, actually, yes, one of the symptoms of polytheism is separation in belief, because having different objects of worship is the cause of having different methods, which is the origin of separation and deviation, in particular that polytheism is always with carnal desire and bigotry and pride, individualism and selfishness. These are its sequels, and we may have actually experienced it. What follows after this following carnal desires is just pride, is just selfishness. So, union and unity is impossible save under the shade of theology, save under the shade of wisdom, humility, and donation.
ولا تكونوا من المشركين من الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا كل حزب بما
So, brothers and sisters, as you were with us, we were following the concept of polytheism and what sequels it actually had, because the verse said that those polytheists, وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, the 31st verse ended with, and this 32nd verse continued with, مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا, of those who split up their religion and become divided into different groups. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ, every party rejoicing in what is with them. So the only way to actually reach salvation is theology, monotheism, wisdom, and humility. So whenever we see discord around us, whenever we see deviation and separation, we must know that a kind of polytheism is dominating there. This subject can be stated as a clear conclusion that the fruit of polytheism is separation of roles, is opposition, power is being spoiled, and its end is weakness, wildness, and inability. This is what follows after this polytheism comes somewhere. And the reason why every group of deviated persons and polytheists are rejoicing in the way they have chosen could be clear, because carnal desire decorates the wishes in man's view. The fruit of this decoration, you know what, is an increasing affection and rejoice for the same way that he has chosen. So, though that way is wrong and aberration, but this decoration comes into play and decorates whatever it is you're looking for. And sensuality, you see, never lets man see the feature of this truth. And it can not really connect with reality. It can never find a correct judgment free from love and wrath. In one of the other chapters of the Holy Quran, I think it was in chapter Fatir, that it says, is he whose evil deed is made fair seeming to him, so much so that he considers it good? So, is he like the one who is on the path of truth and sees the facts as they are? This is what this verse is directly discussing. Thank you for staying with us in this episode, brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry.